What was it like working with, was it Ed and Nathan who shot the parodies?
Yeah.
Ed Bursch and Nate Marsh, and they're both from Pittsburgh, and they're just really, really talented artists. I think Blake worked for Wes Anderson and stuff before, and so we were so lucky to have them, because so much of the aesthetic of this movie is because of them. And and they had, it was like arts and crafts camp. Every day you go into the, they had this like big, probably like the size of this room, and it's just a mess, just littered with arts and crafts. And so every day we'd go in there and see, they'd be making some new crazy paper mache thing or whatever. And and so they would, you know, they were in charge of shooting the short films with us, and it just gave it a very different feel because their style is so specific.
For the shorts that you guys did, had you seen the films that they were based on originally?
Yeah. That was one thing I wanted to do. I wanted to, like, know what we were making. Because I had seen some of them, but a lot of them are really obscure that I hadn't even really heard of before. So Alphonse was just kind of informing us all about it. And his love for cinema is so infectious that now I've, like, adopted it. And he still, to this day, sends me DVDs. And all of us, actually.
Yeah. I just got Breakfast Club, like, before we came up here.
Did you?
He sent me Breakfast Club in the mail.
So he's like a film nerd then.
Yeah.
Big cinephile.
Huge.
What was it like with the rooms? Because Alfonso had like a really, it seems like that could have been his room with all the little touches of people he knows. And then obviously
he would have loved to have that room, I'm sure, when he was a kid.
Oh my God, yeah. I would have loved to have Rachel's room. It was just so artistic and bright. And, you know, Rachel was assigned the color yellow for like sunrise and hope. And birth. Life, and you know, and her room really reflects that. You know, Greg's room is green,
and he's got a green jacket. So when he leaves his room, that's like his comfort shell, you know.
And yours is quite dark and dingy, and quite like a little cave that you've made yourself, that you've nested.
Yeah.
And Rachel's is so light, and the contrast is so beautiful with the two characters. It just
in a way, they're both rooms are so detailed. They're both are very personalized, which I think is really what they have in common. They're both artists.
Mm-hmm.